gave her water.
I'll entertain a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. Do you have a second?
Second.
Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Barely hear it.
Any questions or comments on the agenda? Not? Roll call, please, Shannon.
Jim.
Shirley?
Yes.
The new mayor?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
No.
Danny?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Yes.
The motion carries. Thank you. Somebody's got their mic on the phone. Thanks. All right, the next order of business is the consent agenda. It's one item, the consent agenda minutes of the regular meeting, March 9th, 2021. Has everyone had a chance to go over the minutes? Any comments or questions? Had one error, I think, in wording. We have a motion to adopt the consent agenda as amended for March 9th, 2021.
I'll move March 9th minutes.
Thanks, Jack.
I'll second.
Second by Shirley. No further discussion. Roll call, please, Shannon.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emo?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Thank you. On to reports. Go down to the first report by the finance officer, Krista Galvin.
Raw fish tax for February was $37,744.95. Sales tax revenue was $49,311.31. Did anybody have any questions on the report that I provided?
Thank you, Krista. Any questions or comments for Krista? Jordan.
Yeah, just have some context on that. So when we did the mid-year budget amendment, we did not budget for any raw fish tax coming in for February, March, or April. So anything that's coming in now is going to be a much needed boost.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Any further questions? All right. Seeing none. Thanks, Krista. On to the next item. Next report is Eads, which he is not going to be here. So we'll move on to the next report. It would be the... Oh, sorry.
Real quick, I spoke with Paul. I can't make it today, but he did say that they will have Dennis in the community.
Oh, okay, great. So
that's finally
okay. That was a big question for me. Yeah. So that's good. All right. Thanks, Jordan. The next report is AEBSD Superintendent Patrick Mayer. Are you there, Patrick? I'm not sure Patrick's coming.
I am, Mr. Mayer.
There you are, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
So it's great to be here. Thanks again for letting me speak with you and the council. Man, the year is winding down quickly. We're about 5 weeks out from the last day of school, and we're less than a month away from graduation. And so on a positive note, we are moving forward and planning on a, quote, normal graduation this year. There will be some constraints But it will have the appearance of a normal graduation in contrast to last year, where it was much different right in the middle of the pandemic. So that will be good. Graduates will be able to sit together, and there will be some limits on attendance and some prioritization with families first. But the principals are working on a graduation plan at each of the large sites, and Falls Pass also has a graduate. I will be attending all of those, hopefully weather permitting, in the outlying sites. So that's pretty exciting, you know, that we're going to be able to have a normal graduation. That's with the footnote that if there were to be some sort of an outbreak, then we do have a contingency plan that we would have to implement, but we don't anticipate that at this time. So I was recently able to visit King Cove after an entire year. It seemed like forever, but that year did go by quickly. And things are going great out there, as they are in Sandpoint. The principals are in the middle of developing schedules for next year. So that's always a pretty exciting time, fitting all those pieces together. We only had three positions to fill this year in terms of staffing, and two of those three are filled, math at Sandpoint and math at King Cove. So we do have a vacancy at Falls Pass. Mr. Sills is moving on to a position in the lower 48 administrative position. And so we're working to fill that. That's the one remaining position that we have. Strategic planning, AUBSD school board is in the middle of strategic planning. We completed our first day. Our next meeting will be April 26th, and that went very well. We are, it's been some time since we've updated our strategic plan, so this is a great exercise. It helps administration with a roadmap for the next 3 to 5 years. And we just finished our PEAKS testing. PEAKS, of course, is the state assessment. I didn't think we were probably going to be required to administer the PEAKS this year based on everything that has happened, but the U.S. Department of Education asked that we, all districts, administer the test if possible. And so we went ahead and did that. There were a few ways to get out of it, but I didn't believe in that. So we're done. We have a few students left the test in Accutan. Otherwise, it's complete. And that's pretty much all I have. It's a beautiful day today. Kids got outside and played and enjoyed a little bit of sun. And so I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. Any questions or comments for Patrick? Okay, hearing none. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
All right, so moving on to the next report is the administrator's report, Jordan Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not a whole lot to add. The trial lift and associated money issues around it took up most of this month. I'll be going to the Public Works tomorrow every year we do our liability insurance, so it covers vehicles and equipment and buildings. We have quite a few vehicles on there that I'm not sure if they've run in the past 5 years. It's not going to be a huge savings, but everything we don't have to insure, especially the ones that are being used in these projects, that'll come in handy. Sand from the airport, so we're working on getting a sand truck or a dump truck from Sandpoint to Cold Bay. We're going to load it up to a safe level with sand and ship it back on the ferry and use that in the streets here. So most of what I have is covered later on.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next report, which is Department of Public Safety. Police Chief.
I can report. I want to make sure to see if Chief Anderson was on the phone.
Are you there, Dave?
Okay. Do you want to come up?
I think it's here, but a lot of times it's kind of quiet.
Okay, I don't have a narrative to pass on from the chief as a chief's message. The chief's currently on vacation, so I am here. If you look at our call volume, pretty much expected, normal community, normal calls, nothing monumental. no major issues, and easily handled by our staff. Would like to pass on information that I relayed to you. We were notified today by our task force investigator that due to information he received from community members and partnered with their work on the Anchorage Inn, they were able to interdict approximately $58,000 in meth and heroin that was marked to travel to Sandpoint today. So that was a really good stop. So just want to give kudos to investigator and community members who are comfortable and confident to give information, and that we can eventually, sometimes it's frustrating that, you know, that things don't happen at a breakneck speed, but the pieces do fit together and we use them and have good results. So that's about it for us. I know we've been notified of a staffing change. We have an officer that for personal reasons, not emergency, but personal reasons, he's going to have to return home. He's accepted a position back in his home state so he can be closer to the situation and do what he needs to do. So we'll be recruiting and filling the spot. So,
all right.
And that's all I have. Do you guys have any questions?
No questions? All right. Thanks, Ben.
Good news. So, good job on the drug bust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job on the drug bust.
Absolutely. We'll take it.
All right. Thank you. And then moving on to the next report, which is the EMS Chief Carmen Holmberg. Give a good report.
Do I really have to
come up there? No, you don't want to.
Rescue One had 5 calls, 3 thrown outs, 2 medevacs. I just completed the opioid drug class. 7 people attended, and I have 2 BLS classes coming up and an ETP class coming up at the end of the month. All of those are filled, and we're getting ready to celebrate 10 years for Karen at the end of the month. And then we will be doing a public EMS appreciation potluck in the middle of May.
Okay. Thank you, Carmen. Any questions or comments for Carmen?
Just a comment. It's just really nice to see that you got the classes are filled up and people are interested. And just to keep moving, that's a really big position and cut. You know, a lot of implications there. Just keeping everything rolling. We need it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Carmen. A lot of work there, so thanks. Okay, moving on to the next report, which is Fire Chief Jason Bjornstad. Are you there, Jason? Okay, he may not be there, so. All right, so we'll move on to the next, which would be Public Works. Dave Stokes had to go out and have a checkup, so he's out of town, but his report is not there. But we are hauling cars for a garbage haul, and the city is removing old cars if you need some moved. There is a form you got to fill out, a waiver at the city office, and you can get on a list, and they'll haul them, get rid of some of your garbage if you like. So after that, we'll move on to the next report, which is the Harbor Report. Harbor Master Douglas Homer.
Hello. Really short report there, but things have picked up here since then. The travel lift is working better. We had a little glitch with it today, but didn't take long to fix that. There, and we got to say thank you to Bozo for fixing it. That was a huge plus. There, can't remember what I said this afternoon.
That's cool.
And then we grabbed a grove and took it down to Harbor. Thanks to Alan and Dave, they came down and confirmed what I was thinking on how to pulled that planetary out, and we're going to go ahead and remove it tomorrow, so then we'll tear into it and see what's wrong with it, and hopefully we get that thing up and running by next month. So, and then what else? There seemed like there's a lot this afternoon. Didn't mark it down, so. But, yeah. And then I know what the mayor talked about on the 4-inch versus the 6-inch travel lift. And what Dave Marshall told us in that meeting, what we had is the 4-inch for the small commercial boats and tugboats, that's the more sufficient machine to go with. Just because of the size, because of the 6-sling, I specifically asked Dave this question. And I said, so that's basically for a 65-foot boat and up to lift that one, because, you know, what we do now with the 6-inches, we have to tie the straps to closer so it doesn't slip out on the bow. So, you know, with the design, the tug that the city's looking at is going to be more sufficient for what we will be accommodating. Is that everything?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's good, Doug. Thank you, Douglas. Any questions or comments for Doug? Okay. Hearing none. We'll move on to the next report, which would have, well, the student rep isn't here, so that would be the last report. So we'll move on to the next order of business, which would be the hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And the first is the ordinance 2021-01, authorizing land easement and right-of-way for its second reading. Do we have a motion to put ordinance 2021-01 on the floor?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Rita. Do we have a second?
Sure.
Second by Alan. Okay, I'll give the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the ordinance before you for consideration, it will allow GCI to use city-owned right-of-way to run fiber as part of their AU HERA project that goes from Kodiak to Larson Bay to Chignik here at Catan, Canada, Alaska. So because the city owns the right-of-way and we are giving an interest in the property, we could do this through a disposal through ordinance. So this ordinance, which is non-code, gives the terms, and then we'll get the paperwork signed. And because there's very little actual value in having the right of way, not like it's a truck or a piece of land, it's just a sliver of interest in the land. This bypasses the, there's no appraisal needed, there's no over-the-counter bidding, it's just, it's for public interest, civic interest. So if approved, then the mayor and Shannon will get the paperwork signed and we'll get the dollar for the property right.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments? Okay. Seeing none, I'll go to, do we have a motion to adopt 2021-01, authorizing land easement and the right of way?
I'll make a motion to adopt.
A motion
2021-01.
Thank you, Shirley. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. Any further questions? Seeing none, a roll call, please. Shannon?
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Move on to the next item of business is the resolution, which Jordan will introduce a member of bond council.
Yes.
Mark, are you on the phone, please?
I am, yes.
All right, great. So, in this council meeting, we have the two resolutions for council's consideration. You know, we have the authorizing issuance of revenue bond resolution and then the series bond. We talked about this today during the workshop, but if you could just kind of walk everybody through the need for the two resolutions and kind of why we've gone from the 10-year bond model, I worked with Alex on that, to the 15-year bond model, and just go based on revenues and reserves and account balances.
Sure. So this is Mark Greeno. I'm with the law firm of Foster Garvey in Seattle, and Joe Levesque in Anchorage and I are co-bond counsel to the city, and we have been for many, many years, along with the borough as well. So it's a pleasure for me to be here and to have worked on so many important projects in your area. This type of resolution is very typical for the bond bank for revenue bonds, which are bonds that are payable only from the revenues of a municipal enterprise. There's a master resolution, which basically puts a, encumbers or puts a lien or ties up the revenues of the harbor fund. And then each time that you want to issue a bond that is payable from the revenues of the harbor fund, then you have a series resolution. And if you've ever bought a house, you know there's a first mortgage on it, and then if you want to borrow again, there's a second mortgage, and the second mortgage comes in after the first mortgage. So if you were to default on the second mortgage, that the person that you owed money to couldn't do anything until the first mortgage foreclosed. But with revenue bonds, the way that we work it is everybody who lends to you on the credit of the Harbor Fund is in the same position. So that's why we have a master resolution. And then each time that you borrow, every creditor shares in the revenues of the Harbor Fund. So we go series by series, and all of them are repaid on the same basis. There's no second mortgage. Everybody gets to join in on the first mortgage as long as you can demonstrate that you have the ability to repay them. So that's kind of the reason for the two resolutions. It's a little it's much to your benefit, because every time if you kept pushing down to the second and third and fourth mortgage, at some point your creditors would not be very happy about being repaid, you know, the other three people being repaid before you were, and they would charge you a higher interest rate. This allows you, if you decide to do additional harbor improvements in the future, to borrow at this on your first mortgage and get the same good rate. In terms of the years, the way that municipal bonds work, it's a little bit unlike a home mortgage in that for the first 10 years, you can't repay them. The creditor wants the ability to receive your payment for at least 10 years. But after 10 years, then you can repay without penalty. So what you have the ability to do here is initially set up a 15-year loan, but you can put money aside in an account, and we'll work with your city administrator and your finance folks to get that set up. And then once you hit that 10-year mark, then you can prepay as much or all of it as you want. But in the interim, if you run into hard times and you have a crisis or some unexpected problem that requires you to draw on those funds for harbor purposes or for whatever purposes, then you would still have access to them. They would just be held aside, and they would not be absolutely promised to calling in and prepaying at 10 years. But as a policy matter, as the council, then you can set those aside and restrict them and say, if the revenues are coming in above what we expected or on the 10-year basis that we expected, then at year 10 we can pay off the loan without penalty.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Mark, can you touch real briefly on the gap that that you and the other bankers want to see between our revenues and our expenses?
Sure. So when so you are promising to repay this loan solely on the basis of the revenues generated by your harbor facilities, and you are making a promise that every year you will set the fees for the use of the harbor, and those can be not just the travel lift, but the city with this arrangement is pledging all of the revenue of the harbor. So you're committing until this loan is repaid to fix the rates and charges and tariffs that you impose on your harbor facilities so that you can pay all of your operating and maintenance expenses. And after you've paid all of your operating and maintenance expenses, you still have enough to pay this loan each year plus another 25% of the loan amount. So if your loan is $100,000, then you promise, after you've paid all of your operating and maintenance expenses, to charge rates sufficient to generate $125,000 for the harbor fund. So you pay your $100,000 of debt service, you pay your operating and maintenance expenses, then you pay your $100,000 of debt service, and then you still have another $25,000. And the reason for that is the folks who are funding this want to make sure that you keep your facilities up. That $25,000 is meant for major renewal and repair because they don't, for the accountants in the room, if there are any, they don't take depreciation into consideration. They want you to set aside the $25,000 to make sure that in 10 years you still have operating facilities.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thanks. So we'll move on to the resolution.
Right. So, Mark, just so we're all on the same page. So if council approves this tonight, we'll get the letter of no litigation from our regular attorneys, and then the bond bank will meet this upcoming Thursday at 10 a.m., correct, to review our application as well as the other applications?
Yes.
Okay, and so then...
And then if the bond bank approves your application, then the council, by approving these two resolutions, delegates the full authority to the city administrator and to the mayor. We try and have two officials just in case one becomes unavailable, to execute, to sell the, to go ahead and borrow the money in accordance with the terms that you have in the resolution. So there won't be any further council action required. And my job as your lawyer, and I'm the lawyer to the city, not to any particular person in the city, is to ensure that the terms of the arrangement of the loan from the bond bank complies with what the council sets forth in these documents, and that is it can't be for more than $1.2 million, and the interest rate, I believe, can't be more than what the bond bank gets for its bond, which usually is quite favorable. They're a very good institution to work with, and I know that you've worked with them in the past.
Okay, so if
the application is approved by the bond bank on Thursday, then the actual sale will take place June 3rd, correct?
So, the sale, what we call the sale, is when we fix the interest rate. That will likely be somewhere in mid-May. And then you will get your money at closing the first week of June. That's the current schedule. We never know. Sometimes those things slip because the market can get odd. And we don't want to be trying to sell bonds in a market that is choppy and difficult. So on very rare occasions, the bond bank will advise postponing the sale until things calm down. But the current schedule calls for you to fix the terms of the loan in mid-May, at which time, we will be able to advise you of not only the terms that you got for this loan, but how much you get for refunding your outstanding loan. And then in early June, you'll have the money for the travel lift.
Great. Thank you for clarifying that.
Any other questions?
Do we want to ask about what happens if we go bankrupt?
Sure.
So, Mark, it was brought during today's discussion about Title 29 as the first state law and implications of defaulting on a revenue bond. Can you walk through what would happen in that worst case scenario?
So there are several ways that you can default on the revenue bond, because you're not just promising to pay the loan. You're also promising to keep your facilities in good order and to charge, as I said, sufficient revenues to not only pay the loan, but to also, set aside some money for capital reserves. Your loan agreement is with the bond bank. And so if you default on a promise that isn't a promise to pay, the bond bank theoretically can force you to come in and fix up your facilities if they think that you're running them into the ground. That's quite unlikely. So let's set that aside. There's the possibility that you are able to pay the loan, but you're, for whatever reason, the rates that you've charged don't provide the 25% cushion that we discussed. In that case, you can hire an independent consultant to come in and say, here's how we recommend that you change your rates and charges so that you are able to get enough to build up the cushion that's required so that you can maintain your facilities on a long-term basis. Then you would not be in default. You can get out of default that way. The third thing that happens is that you are in payment default. You simply don't have the funds in the harbor fund to pay off your loan. You can use other money. There's nothing that prevents you from getting another loan from a bank or using other fund balance that you have to stay current on this loan. You're not obligated to do so. You're not promising to do so, but you certainly can if you feel that that's prudent. If you default, if you just don't pay the loan, then under state law, the bond bank is obligated to notify every state agency that may hold funds on your behalf, whatever kind of funds they are. That could be educational funds, it could be public safety funds, it could be fish tax severance that they hold, and they can sequester those funds, and they're required, if the bond bank notifies them, to sequester those funds and send them to the bond bank to pay off the loan that you've taken out. So that's how defaults are resolved under current Alaska law. There's no law in Alaska that permits the city to file for bankruptcy without a special permission from the legislature.
All right,
I can tell you that in the entire history of the bond bank, they have never had to sequester funds, what we call intercept. It's never happened. They've just never done it. There are lots and lots of ways to do workouts, and my experience with the bond bank over 25 years has been that they are eager in any difficult situation to resolve a problem satisfactorily. They don't want to be in the headlines, and they want, their purpose is to provide financing for essential infrastructure in Alaskan communities. And so way before something really bad happens, we will all sit down in a room and figure something out.
Right. Thank you. No other questions? Okay. All right, thanks. So we'll go on to resolution 2021-03, authorizing issuance of a revenue bond. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2021-03? Motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Shirley. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, thanks, Hamill. I'll hand the floor to Jordan. Do we want to read any of that? We don't need to, it's quite long.
No, just know that when in mid-May, we'll have the final numbers to put in the resolution because they're not fixed until the offering.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll also go back and do the one from this past fall to refinance the existing bonds, the GEO bonds.
Oh, at that time?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Any further comments or questions? Not? Roll call, please, Shannon.
Chuck?
Reluctantly, yes.
Abel?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. We'll move on to the next item of business, which would be the resolution 2104, the series bond. We have a motion to adopt resolution 2104.
I'll make the motion
for
resolution 2104.
All right. Thank you, Marita. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Emil. I'll hand the floor to Jordan. Do we need to read through the it's been explained, but
yeah. Again, so the first resolution authorizes the revenue bond, and the second one is the actual series board. So again, we will have the the final digits, the final figures, come May.
Thanks, Jordan. Any other questions, comments? All right, hearing none. Good roll call, please, Shannon.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Motion carries. So we'll move on to the next item of business is old business. And one
Mr. Mayor, this is Mark Reno. I'm going to drop off now. Jordan, if you need me later on in the meeting, then just please email or text me, and I will be happy to jump back on again.
Sure. I think we should be set.
Yeah.
We'll be in touch tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, Next item was old business and the travel lift update.
Well, Joyce, we can just discuss the two resolutions authorize issuance of revenue bond, but that depends upon bond bank approval on Thursday. Again, I've had a lot of conversations with them the past month, a lot of back and forth. But anyway, as Mark did note, you know, by issuing the revenue bond to stay out of default, the city has to set rates to meet regular O&M, so, you know, keeping, you know, guys, you know, on payroll and paying the electric bill and keeping the waste oil burner going and doing all that, plus the amount for the annual bond payment, plus another 25% in there. So, in order to meet those requirements, we'll have to raise the rates roughly 20%. Don't hold me to the exact figure, but it will be an increase. And then after the first, so that'll take, so if approved by council, you know, it'll be introduced at next month's meeting and approved in June for council's decision as part of the FY22 budget cycle. So the rate increases would take place July 1st. And then, you know, we'd look at where we stand, you know, at the end of this season, this upcoming season, and see where we stand this time next year as we look forward to the FY23 budget cycle. And if that cushion is much larger than anticipated, we can lower the rates. So it's a very conservative approach to it, but it's, you know, we have these requirements that we have to meet, and we don't want our raw fish tax revenues from the state being picked off or having somebody come to town tell us what we have to do. But we do have these obligations now. So I know coming off, you know, two not great summers, one winter that didn't exist, and just thankfully this winter helped. I know it's never, everyone likes rain, so to speak. But, you know, just given where we stand now and the other options we've looked at and the need for the new travel lift, or the need for a functional travel lift that will, you know, work to be fired up every time and, you know, gives reliable, efficient service to the fishermen that drive this community, I don't know what the option there is. This is something that has to be done.
All right, Jordan, thanks. Any questions or comments for Jordan?
I just had one, being so we're on the travel lift. We're going to put in a brand new travel lift. I think we need to make darn good and sure we have cameras in that harbor. There's cameras on that travel lift at all times. I heard a little rumor that oil disappeared out of the engine one night. I don't know what the truth is. But get those cameras pointed at that damn thing. We're going down a whole long ways here. And I don't think, I don't know if I'm just the only guy getting it, but money ain't going to keep coming from the government. They're $30 trillion in debt and don't even know it.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Follow up on Jack's thing there, too, you know. We do need more cameras. There's cameras. The only thing, you know, with these cameras there, we travel it, but we can't zoom in, uh-huh. You know. So if someone's there, it, you know. So. I don't know what it'll take to get that function working in that system or not, but, you know, it would really be nice to know how much it'll cost to get this function in. There's the Zoom buttons, but they don't work. And I don't know nothing about it. So, and we do need more cameras up on the pad. We need more cameras on T-float, you know. Okay. So maybe put the CARES Act one too, you know.
Right.
If there's enough, maybe we can get some more cameras in. And get that set up.
Well, it should be just high resolution, the cameras. I mean, my wife takes pictures of things 10 miles away and she can zoom them right up and you can tell who's eating spaghetti on deck or not.
See, the system, what was installed in 19, I don't know why or don't know nothing about it, but, you know, there's that option there, but we can't zoom in on that option. We can't activate it and we can't zoom in where we really needed to. A few times. So I don't know, you know, can we get someone to figure it out and see what the program you have to get that function working in this camera system.
All right. Thanks.
Because the audio on it works great, but the Zoom don't.
That's the function. I'm just saying that you guys are way smarter than I am on this electronic stuff. But there's a way out there to read it, and we got to let everybody know. We catch them playing our equipment, we're going to drop a block in their head. We're going to do the full extent of the law.
Right.
And the cameras did help for one conviction.
We have to fence off that area if we think there's a problem. So we can walk around it. We'll see. All right, thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Douglas. Any further questions? Comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item of business, which would be new business. And the first item on there is a donation request from the Sandpoint Women's Club. I'm not sure if Peggy's on. Peggy, are you there? I didn't think she was coming. It's for the donation for the fencing around the cemetery, which was between 12 to 14,000, which is a large amount. But we'll just go on to entertain a motion, I guess, to accept the donation request. Do we have a motion to accept? Adopt?
Okay, just that's an amount that the city is willing to.
We discussed that amount, the 14,000, which is, it was between 12 and 14 just for the fencing, and we were leaning toward maybe giving it more time for more investors, I guess, and more work, possibly to a future date. Is that generally? So do we need to vote to accept or decline still? Is it fair back?
Well, technically, it's our cemetery.
Yes.
Along the city.
Mm-hmm.
Would we even consider matching what they raise, or at least doing half of it? Or can it come from the CARES Act, new CARES Act funds that's coming out?
Well, so the money you're asking for comes from the gaming fund.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be spent on community and charitable purposes.
Okay.
And I'll get a chance to look at the banks. It's up there pretty high. But, you know, council can take no action right now. They can say, hey, come back in 6 months and see what other sources of funding you receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that has to be addressed in even tonight with a solid number.
So do we want to take no action to a future date and have more of a collaboration, or do we want to go forward with either accepting or denying this request? Jack?
I just think it's important that it is important to be done, but everyone's got to remember that the city has real bills too, a lot of broken equipment. So whatever we spend on this needs to be done through the bingo fund, if it's legal, because we can't run up no more bills.
Right. Yeah, that was the nonprofit money there, which this is considered a nonprofit activity, I guess. So
can we give him an answer like we'll commit half of it, and then maybe have our crew help him install it. Who's going to install it?
We need it somewhere.
Yeah,
a hole up there 15 years ago.
There would be further expenses, actually. That's just feet. The price of the fencing. Still, like, it was going to be bid out, probably, for what cost, I'm not sure. And then the shipping, we were trying to get that, you know, maybe donated, but we have... they haven't come that far. So we could take no action and still, we don't have to give up on it, maybe get other people investing and wait for more, I guess, if we're going to have bake sales, you know, and stuff like that to raise some too. We want to just do that, so.
I would like to see other interests involved, you know, with this. I mean, that's a big, you know, it's a big number. There's, you know, funding number there, but, you know, a lot of people are going to be attacking that as well. I mean, it's a good cause. Yeah, fences going down, but it'd also be nice to see what other, you know, nonprofits and everything that they get money for to help with this as well.
Good. Thanks, Samuel. Any other comments? I had a comment on someone, like, for these requests, should we ask for a budget request for people that come, you know, they want to money donate this and even the next? Should we have them show where their money's going to go? It wouldn't be a bad idea for that, you know, like, this comes to be basic, but we don't know what the overall cost is going to be more than this, so maybe we should require that in the future. So would we want to take no action at this time and then wait for a later date?
Set up some checks and balances.
Yeah. Is that the general consent? Oh, Shirley?
We also ask people if they want to come for donations to be present at our meetings.
Right.
We've asked that in the past. And usually somebody's here, like from the tribe or the school kids.
Okay. All right, thanks. So any other comments? We'll take no action on this until a future date, until it can be worked out more. Okay. So no action on this donation request. We'll move on to the next. It's a donation request by QTT, Annual Culture Camp. Are you there, Carla? Carla Chepinoy is in charge. She was at the workshop. We want to discuss the amount. We did that earlier. We came up with a number, so should I just make a motion to accept at $2,500? Okay, can we get a motion to accept a QT donation at the agreed amount of $2,500.
I'll make a motion to agree with $2,500 in for the culture gift.
All right. Thanks, Samuel. We have a second?
All second.
Thanks, Jack. No further comments. Roll call, please, Shannon.
Engel?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan? Yes.
Jeff?
Yes. All right, thank you. Motion carries. And next item of business is the American Recovery Plan Fund. And I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, similar to the CARES Act funding that was passed about a year ago, the latest administration introduced and passed the American Rescue Plan. The final guidance on spending hasn't been delivered to us yet, so we're not entirely clear on what is permissible and not permissible use of this money. We know it's going to be $220,000. So the question then becomes, given that the city's expended all of its CARES Act funding, how does the city want to use this money for the betterment of the community? I put a couple ideas down. Again, these are just jumping off points because, again, we're not sure the level of strings attached to it, and what we can use it for. But, you know, obviously, just we're all aware that we have needs in the community and a lot of backlog projects and things that need attention. So it's just for to get, you know, get it out there and people kind of kick it around. And then once we do get the guidance, you know, we'll be one step further to actually
say, in the spending plan versus having to wait a month between meetings, take action. So there's no action to need it. It's just something to keep not quite back of your mind, but maybe not quite the forefront. So.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Any questions? Comments for Jordan?
So this amount is similar to what we got from the CARES Act?
No, our CARES Act allocation was about $1.284 million.
Oh, okay.
So this is not quite as much.
I was just looking at.
All right, thanks, Shirley. Jack?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to Jordan's list. I thought those were all pretty good ideas, but I'm kind of thinking infrastructure. I could barely hear you guys today, but garbage truck is a big deal, and our burn box is a really big deal. That's a hammer over our head. So, it'd be good to get that fixed. And there's probably a thousand things, but you kind of got to put the priorities out in front. So. Of course, there's always travel. It sounds like it's all funded though, right? I mean, you told me earlier that it was like landed here. The cost is in that bond.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And we also requested $100,000 from Michigan City Borough as well as part of their FY22 budget cycle. So we should have an answer on our request end of May, I think May 29th. So before the June meeting, we'll know whether or not we'll get any additional funding from the borough on that.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Jack. Any other comments or questions? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item of business, which is the FY20 audit results. I'll give the floor to Jordan.
Yeah, so the FY20 audit finally came in. The city received a clean audit. There's a few minor nitpicky details they found, but there are no material issues, which is a good thing with audits. So the reason we did an audit is A, for internal control, and B, to get to people like the state. So the state requires a copy of the audit to get the community assistance funds. As part of this bonding process, had to give copies of our previous audits to the bond bank. Other funding agencies want to see if the city's spending money responsibly. There's no theft or embezzlement or just overall sloppy bookkeeping. So having this audit gives assurance to lenders and other project sponsors that the city is in fact being a good steward of the money.
Thanks, Jordan. Any comments or questions for Jordan?
And we do a hard copy if you want to take a look, but it's also online, so we just figured it would save some trees.
All right, thank you. All right, seeing there's no further questions or comments, we'll move on to public comments. Are there anybody out there with comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the council comments. Council have any comments?
Yes, I want to just thank Trident for being able to run those fish over the dock this year and process some fish here this winter. It was very helpful. We could see that in the last couple of years' budget for the month, and it was very much appreciated. And also want to thank Bozo for his hard work and everything and the people that helped him down there. With that travel lift and that engine and doing a rebuild on it as quick as they did, and with everything that's going on with that travel lift and everyone that's down there working on it with Public Works and the harbor as well. I really appreciate the hard work and know you're going through a lot and people are getting frustrated, and I really want to thank you guys for trying, coming together and getting that taken care of.
All right, thanks, Emil. Any other comments? Jack?
Yeah, I'll just say I also want to thank Alan along with what Amel said there, the other folks involved too, but we've gotten a lot of help from Trident over the years. I think it should be recognized. So appreciate that. The other thing, the point I want to make is if we could run a little, I still see a lot of vehicles sitting around town, and if we could get people to, if they're going to get rid of them, now is the time. Don't wait and fill the dump up again. So, if there's some way to get to, I don't know how you can do more than what we're doing, but if we can get people to realize that now's a chance to get rid of them, because at some point, probably going to cost us our trucks in a garbage dump.
Right. Thanks, Jack. Yeah, the city is hauling them for free at this point. I mean, a lot of them don't have wheels, I'm sure, and they're pretty old in these yards. We're trying to fill the amount that the barge is requesting. So we got to drain the oil and take the tires off. So there's a little work involved. So the sooner the better. Thanks, Jack. Any other comments?
Could you do a radio announcement or something on Facebook, community events?
We should do it again. Yeah, I saw it. Okay. Yeah, this is the time. We're almost midway through the hauling. It's coming up May 10th. It's going to be quick, so. Thanks, Shirley.
I was just wondering where we're at with hiring a public works director, because Dave is just interim, right?
Yes.
He's retired, right?
He is a state of Alaska PERS retiree. That is correct. And in his role as interim public works head,
how long can we keep him?
In that role, about 6 months. So it's paused right now. So the clock has stopped, unfortunately. But when he does return, the clock does start again. It's at about 3 months.
He's midway. Yeah. He requested to be let. He sort of resigned, and he's going to take up his position again when he's well enough, of course. And he is a valuable worker up there from what I've seen him do. But yeah, at the end of 6 months, if the council requests something different, he can still work here as a private, with the rock crushing thing. We looked at that, but that's still the future, so not sure. But I know he loves working here.
Well, one thing to remember with Dave is he's done a lot of digging around here, and I know our as-builts have kind of evaporated over the years. We used to have a really good set of plans. The last administration couldn't find them.
Oh.
And having somebody who knows where all this stuff is in the ground is highly valuable. You clip that power line, you shut off town.
Yeah.
And then I think we ought to look up the hill up there and decide whether we gave an all clear for two monuments sticking way up there in the air, or they're going to get those things going, or are they going to take them down? I don't see no sense to be looking at those things for the day I die.
Right,
if they're not turning.
I've actually had that question from someone else. Thanks, Jack. I'm not sure what the progress. I know one doesn't work, right? One of those windmills just doesn't work. Has the second one gone?
I watch them every morning. I go out and smoke every night. They haven't turned in months and months.
I heard it ran out of oil. It doesn't work either. I'm not really sure. But I'm not sure.
Hey, Jimmy, are you on here?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's Taylor. Just kind of cutting in and out. I missed the public. Can I still ask a question? I don't know if it's toward Jordan or...
You're a little late, but yeah, I guess if you have a public comment.
Well, I was just wondering why, if finances are of concern, why why we're waiting until after the busy season to raise the rates. Is that a fiscal year issue, or?
No.
So with the rates, they're set by code. So to use the ordinance to change them, so that's two meetings. So if council wishes, at the next council meeting, I can bring a proposed set of rates, and then it'd be introduced, and then I think, was it 3 days afterwards, adopted at a special meeting? So, yeah, so the it's generally part of the budget cycle. So we introduce the budget next month, May, and then it's voted upon in June. But if council wants to move up the effective date of the harbor rate increases, that's up to council.
Okay. I mean, it seems to me, of course, it affects me and others. I mean, but right. If they're really concerned about this, we're kind of missing the show.
Right. Also, some people have already prepaid for the year. So, I guess.
Yeah, marriage and stuff there.
Right.
But with regards to the haulouts, right?
Right, correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks for letting me speak.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Have a good day there. So, back to.
Thank you.
Council comments? Any other council comments? All right. Seeing and hearing none. We'll go to adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move to adjourn. I haven't done it in 10 years or so.
All right, thanks, Jack. Motion by Jack. You have a second?
I'll second.
Marita. Second by Marita. We're adjourned at 8:00.